Tories are doomed after disastrous English election defeat, says Farage. By Kurt Zindelka on May 9, 2023. The Conservatives are doomed according to Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who said that there is no way back for the Tories after last week's disastrous local elections. Mr. Farage noted that the coronation of King Charles III served as a good way to bury bad news for the Conservatives, with the true scale of their loss to the left-wing Labour Party of Sir Keir Starmer only fully emerging on Friday. The Tory newspapers will tell you that Rishi Sunak has brought stability. Well, I guess after Truss and Johnson anything would have seemed more stable. But it is a stability in failure, the Brexit leader said on his GB News programme on Monday evening. I put it to you, the Tories are doomed. There is no way back for them between now and the general election, Farage declared. In all, the Conservatives lost some 1,060 seats in the local elections across the country last Thursday, resulting in the party ceding control of 48 local councils, according to calculations from the Daily Mail. Despite not really putting forward much of a positive vision in front of voters, the Labour Party, which seems to be content with sitting back and allowing the Conservatives to self-destruct, became the largest party at the local level throughout the nation. Starmer's strategy, therefore, has seemingly paid off, with Labour taking control of councils such as Bracknell Forest, Dover, East Staffordshire, Medway, Swindon, and Stoke-on-Trent. Meanwhile, the anti-Brexit Lib Dems, who also had a good result overall last week, took control of Surrey Heath, a notable pickup given that it falls within the constituency of Cabinet Minister Michael Gove. Coming into power in October, against the wishes of the Conservative Party membership, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his technocratic neoliberal government balked at the desire of party voters to lower taxes amid the cost of living crisis, with Sunak and his globalist finance chief Jeremy Hunt arguing that it was necessary to keep taxes at a seven-decade high in order to combat inflation. Yet, nearly 8 months later, and inflation continues to stay in the double digits, with the cost of groceries rising even faster, with the UK as a whole outpacing much of Europe in terms of inflation. Sunak's government has also yet to deliver on its promise to reduce illegal immigration, and indeed to follow through with the promise of Brexit to reduce legal immigration, which according to some estimates might hit another record this year, with some predicting that net migration will hit a staggering 700,000 this year alone. It is no surprise then that Brexit voters in the so-called red wall areas of the country, which backed Boris Johnson's Conservatives en masse in the 2019 general election, have soured on the party, which has, either through incompetence or malice, squandered every opportunity that freedom from the EU provided them with. This is not the Brexit they voted for, Mr. Farage said. They look at Sunak, the former head boy from Winchester, as being even more detached from their lives than David Cameron was. Nevertheless, Mr. Sunak remained hopeful following the bollocking on Thursday, saying that he does not think there is any massive groundswell of movement towards the Labour Party or excitement for its agenda. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.